The United Nations is warning that parts of southern Sudan are facing extreme food insecurity, with 1.5 million people in need of food aid as a result of intertribal conflict, poor rains, and the high cost of food commodities in the region. In June, boats carrying food aid from WFP to the remote area of Akobo in Jonglei State were attacked and sank, forcing World Food Program to airlift aid with the help of the United Nations peacekeeping mission in Sudan. The WFP public information officer in Sudan, Amor Almagro, says the South Sudanese have suffered three major blows since last March.
There are three shocks that affected the food security of the people. Number one, conflict. There has been an increase in intertribal conflict from March until now. And secondly, there's just the increase in food prices. For example, there is an increase in the price of sorghum, which is a main staple food in southern Sudan. And third is that there is a short rainfall, which, of course, the quantity of harvest is affected. You must remember that southern Sudan suffered from the more than two decades of civil war, and in 2005 there was a comprehensive peace agreement. And so you must expect that these are also pastoralist people living there, so it is so easy to push them over the edge when you have the three shocks that I just mentioned.